For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Yesterday, we began a discussion with this week's guest on the Cultural Baggage Show, the Reverend Alan Bean, talking about a situation that developed in Lafayette where a woman and her sons were accused of being drug traffickers by approximately 30 drug traffickers. Anyway, here's more of that discussion.
And again, these are black folks involved. It mm-hmm. resonates with the racial profiling in Tulia, Palestine, Hearn, and all of the Americas, really.
Right.
Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I think this case is particularly similar to the case of Hearn, Texas, where a confidential informant fingered 20-some black people. And just on the strength of his testimony, until he finally broke down and admitted that he was making the whole thing up, person after person was either taking a plea bargain or being convicted in jury trials. The same thing happened in Tulia. The same thing happened with the Dallas Sheetrock scandal, where Mexican nationals were being set up. And without, you know, if it hadn't been for the testing of the drugs in Dallas, dozens of Mexican nationals would have been convicted of dealing powdered cocaine when it turned out to be simply pool shock that they were being set up with. All of these facts have come out, and I think the common thread in all of this is there's either police officer testimony that is uncorroborated, as in Tulia, or confidential informant testimony, as in Hearn and in other places, is being the basis of a case without any real evidence to back that up. In other words, the testimony is completely uncorroborated. The thing I like about the Cologne case from a criminal justice reform perspective is that it involves all of this stuff. You've got lying cops, you've got a lying confidential informant who doesn't want to go back to jail, and you've got lying inmate snitches. So almost everything that is wrong with the criminal justice system at both the state and the federal level is on display in this case, and I think it's a really good teaching tool. It's tragic, however, that a family had to go through absolute living hell for not just recently since the trial, but ever since their home was raided in October of 2001. So this stuff's been going on for 5 full years now that the family's been living with the sword of Damocles dangling over their heads.
Defense attorneys had asked for a mistrial when allegations arose during the March trial. Quote, these people were innocent, and I'm thankful that Judge Melancon had the strength and dedication to grant our motion for a new trial, because he obviously saw that the jury verdict was unjust and that there was a serious problem with the prosecution's evidence in the case. Once again, Alan Bean on this week's Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.